Day of 4th of July weekend, a lot of people are in rough shape stomach-wise. Not deathly ill, just, you know what I'm saying, don't you? So my feeling about this, and Bruce's as well, was that there's no reason you should be alone on a day like this, and there's also no reason why you should have to listen to taped drivel. I mean, the whole idea of talk radio and radio in general is that it's ephemeral. It's the floating world. It passes. So, I mean, anything that we've ever done is almost instantly forgettable, both by you and by us. And that's why I'm here live today instead of otherwise. So joining us as the show goes on, Gorman Bishard will be with us.
Bruce and Colin shall return.
All right, the Mr. Ambrosio.
Thank God.
Are you ready for it?
Yeah. Did you see Dunaway, by the way, last week in Java? I think he's taking a 3-2 lead on you. You're going to have to keep score. And he goes, oh, I haven't been out in a while.
Yeah.
And someday we'll talk about the pressure of working with that morning crew.
It's early in the season.
Oh, God. I think more hair fell out, as hard as that is to believe.
Were you working with the morning crew?
Last week.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, that's where I was. But you don't listen to the morning show either?
Sometimes I do.
Roy and Debbie is worth listening
to. I enjoy the Roy and Debbie show.
Go to Toad and Bars from 10 to 3, but come on, Roy and Debbie's good.
That's right, either? Yeah.
Either.
I like the show. I often listen to it. I would recommend it to anyone.
Bye-bye.
I have no idea what time we're getting out of all this.
We have another minute and 15 minute. Seconds.
And
how do you function by yourself? I mean, you were here. You got through it.
Yeah, I did. I'm never happy doing the show by myself.
No, but I mean, you obviously, you said you have no idea, but you did get through it for
I can turn
45
the little,
minutes.
I can make the little lights go on and stuff like that.
Well, that's all there is to it, right?
You can
come back over here.
No, I don't like it over there at all. I don't like it. I can do it. But, really, we could train a gibbon to do that, I mean, it's that part of it is not the hard part. The hard part is... Anyway, have you had, apart from perhaps...
lovely day so far.
Problems,
beautiful.
Had a pleasant holiday weekend anyway?
Oh, yeah, it's been great.
I was at Arnold Cheese's fireworks display last night, and I saw A, our fearless leader, Steve Salahini, and B, our former fearless leader, Obi-Wan Kenobi.
Oh, you got the grand slam, huh?
You know what he said to me? He said, I'm proud of you guys. Obi-Wan Kenobi did.
What?
He said that he was proud of you and me. Now, that can't possibly have been a sincere statement.
Proud of us for what?
Well, just that what we've made of ourselves. But, I mean, who could listen to this show and be proud of it?
What we've made of ourselves?
Yeah. I mean, people might listen to the show and say, it gives me a splitting headache, or they might say, I can't believe I'm listening to garbage like this, but it's sort of irresistible or something. It's like nip and tuck, You could become addicted to this show against your better judgment. But no one would be proud of it. So we've got David Edelstein on our beck and call for the next 5 o'clock or so, and then he has to go back to his family.
West Hartford native.
Local boy makes good. He's the chief film critic for Slate Magazine.
And probably grew up listening to this radio station, right?
He did. He listened to Bob Steele canceling things, right?
I did. I used to live for Bob Steele canceling things. Then I could stay home and watch, all that great stuff they used to. All those great movies they used to play on the morning. Remember when that was such a big event, when a movie would be on television?
Yeah. And now? Well, it's still sort of a great event when movies manage to crowd out Law and Order for a little time, actually, on the bandwidth.
Yeah, but that would screw everything up, wouldn't it? I mean, that way you might have a time period where it wasn't on some particular...
God has ordained the Law and Order will always be on. Actually, Gina Breck has a column about that today. But in the next half hour, too, if you want to call David Edelstein and take issue with him, or if you stole his lunch money when he was growing up and you want to give it back now, our numbers are 522-WTIC, 1-800-966-WTIC, and *WTIC.
There are girls just ripe for some kissing, and I mean to kiss me a few. Oh, those girls don't know what they're missing. I've got a lot of living to do.
Well, you probably already did a lot of living this weekend. I'm actually convinced that there's a syndrome. I'm going to try to get this published in the Journal of American Medicine.
Writing already.
I do a lot of writing for some of the big medical journals. My research is widely respected. And I think there's something called the 4th of July stomach.
Wait a minute, what? You're research is widely respected.
Okay, I made that up.
Medical research.
Okay, so I've never done anything like that. So big deal.
Would that be the Malakoff syndrome?
No, not the Malakoff syndrome, where your doctor takes a lot of drugs, and it just goes undetected. No, this would be the 4th of July stomach would be... So 4th of July, you eat, like, you go to a lot of picnics and stuff like that, and maybe some of the stuff's been sitting on the sun for a little while, and or you're just eating more dairy than you're used to. Well, no, it's not, really. Just your stomach, by Monday, a lot of people, they're just, you know,
it's overworked.
It's been over, exactly.
I mean, most people aren't the same at work as they are at home. And
you know, I always figured, though, at home in the bedroom, you were just like this. Is that not the case?
I'm usually alone and whimpering. And
okay.
So it's similar. It's, you know, Bruce isn't there, but other than that, it's exactly the same.
Thanks for saying that. You got an extra minute. Wish you didn't, but you do have an extra
minute. Well, the thing that I was saying to David off here is that really in the first year of... There's also this piece about Cheney on the campaign trail, also in the New York Times today. And it turns out that you get the feeling reading the piece anyway. The argument that the piece makes, and I know that news stories aren't supposed to make arguments, but you get the feeling he doesn't really like campaigning very much, and that he doesn't like talking to people, and that he actually says things to people like, do you want to hear this speech or not, if they start cheering during the speech. He said, do you guys want to hear this speech or not, he asked, not angrily, but not quite kidding either. And in a lot of situations, he just sort of will shake hands for about a minute or not shake hands at all and just sort of wave and say, great seeing you. At one point, they actually quote this TV cameraman who's been at the stop in East Lisbon. I forget what state they're in right now. He was greeted with a whistling and cheering audience outside the two-story red brick party headquarters. He waved, then quickly ducked inside. Well, that wasn't what I expected, said a miffed cameraman for WKBN in Youngstown. I guess we're in Ohio. I've been here for an hour and a half. When Mr. Cheney emerged a few minutes later, he showed little interest in the vintage car, climbing into it for brief remarks that began less than rousingly. It's the first time we've used the sound system on top of the bus. That's what he said. But in general, you sort of get the feeling he doesn't like doing this. He doesn't like being out there. He doesn't like shaking hands with people. He doesn't like talking to them. I'm kind of a man after my own heart in some ways. We've got John from Farmington on the line here.
We do.
Complete without him. You want to talk about somebody who is geared toward the 14-year-old blowing up things market. Joining us now from a distant galaxy, it's the Borg talk radio caller, Locutus.
Yeah, so, Colin.
Say something Borg, first of all. Say a little Borg 4th of July greeting to the helpless mortals who are listening.
Resistance is futile.
When they said
you
futile.
Will be assimilated.
Thank you.
Yeah, so anyway, Colin.
That makes me hot when you do that.
Let me ask you a question,
okay.
Colin. This guy in Illinois who was running for the Senate.
He was married to 7 of 9.
Yeah, Jerry Ryan.
Yeah.
And the Chicago Tribune found some rat bastard, Democrat pig, liberal judge, and they got his child custody records unsealed.
Yeah, and turns out he's like, you know, she says he's doing all kinds of nasty things.
Let me ask you this question here,
yeah.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Why are the Poodles' 1988 divorce records untouchable?
The Poodles?
Yeah, John Kerry. Poodle Kerry. Why is he Mr. Untouchable? Now,
I don't know.
I'm not going to open up the files. You know, by the way, that's about the stupidest thing you ever did, because you want to know?
Mm-hmm.
If the National Enquirer or somebody's going to pay a couple grand to the couple of those rent-a-cops guarding the warehouse where they are,
yeah.
And you know those records are going to get stolen out of there and are going to get plastered all over the tabloids.
Why do you call him the Poodle?
Because I hate the guy.
Okay. But I mean, but what, do you
like
hate poodles?
Poodle,
you got something against poodles?
I mean, he just looks like a pussy.
He doesn't look like a poodle.
Yeah, he looks like an idiot.
Why do you call him the poodle? You haven't explained that. You know what it is? It's something you heard somewhere else,
yeah,
and you're repeating it.
I heard it somewhere else, and you know what? It just sounded so appropriate, because, I mean, you know, the wimp factor for him is like, he's got
he's
like a, about the wimp factor.
The wimp factor?
You know,
he's a war hero. What are you, a wimp? How could you call him say he has a wimp factor? He's a war hero. Of course, I just saw him on TV playing football and strangling an alligator with his bare hands.
And then popping him one. Yeah, right. Boy, that's... That's real big.
Yeah, you know, that's the kind of thing somebody would, like you would do. You're out there in your little spaceship. You're safe up there because nobody can get out to outer space and smack you around. But let me tell you something, mister. One of these days, you're going to run out of fuel. You're going to come down to Earth. And I'm going to kick your ass, all right? And I'm sorry to say that on the 4th of July holiday, but I'm going to personally kick your outer space ass.